You know, it's been fun to watch this consolidated group, CRO, grow. I mean, you go back probably 15 years ago, maybe almost 20 years ago. Started out with El Chico and Cantina Laredo. Now they're Cantina Laredos all over Abu Dhabi and United Arab Emirates. But then they added Silver Fox and Lucky's Cafe, Cool River. But there's a brand new Three Forks that's just opened. They've sort of re-imaged Three Forks, which has been around for a long time. John Harkey, of course, is the CEO of the whole group and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, thank you. Great to be here.
So Three Forks has been around for a long time. It was over on, on the tollway forever. It was a monster, big, two-story place. So what is this Three Forks like that you're opening at Beltline and the tollway?
So this is a little bit more intimate steakhouse. It's about 6,000 square feet compared to the one that was 20,000 square feet on the tollway. This one is in the Village on the Parkway, which, of course, is at southeast corner of Preston and Beltline, and it is just really spectacular. We opened yesterday, David. I was out there last night. It is clean, fresh, has a couple of really unique features. There's two private dining rooms, one which is sort of the super secret one. You don't see the doors. If you're a VIP guest, you can kind of go in secretively off the entryway, and it is really, I'm incredibly pleased with the way it turned out. And, I was talking to the team last night. There were already people in there. I said, gosh, are these actors or are these staged? And, no, these are customers. They're already in there on day one.
Well, it's been conspicuously under construction for a long time. And I stress long time. In fact, I think I talked to Chris Vogley, your sort of proprietor chef, about this maybe 6 or 8 months or so ago. So tell me about the environment that you're seeing right now. Is this a good time to be opening a high-end restaurant?
Well, it's interesting because I will tell you our sales are very steady across the entire chain, which is good. These are challenging times. Every day we wake up to see, what is the market doing today? Certainly costs have been higher than expected. It's been, it takes longer. It costs more. I think people still appreciate really high quality with good execution, with just, extraordinary people. So we focus on those things. And so we are pleased. We're glad to be opening now, and we're glad it's open. And we, any of these new inflationary costs will be behind us, we hope. But we contract our beef. We work with our suppliers. We've got, prime beef. We've got American Wagyu. So I think you're going to enjoy it. I really want you to get out there, David, and let me know when I can treat you.
I look forward to it. I said 15 years, but I'm mistaken. You've probably been doing this 30 years. So you've been through a lot of cycles in the restaurant business. So does the low end get hit more than the high end when you go through a down cycle in the economy?
It's interesting that what happens is what you see is some of the real celebratory spending cuts back a bit. I mean, you also see at the very high end when you see travel curtailed, maybe people want to entertain locally. We are blessed to be in Texas. We're blessed to be in Dallas. So over the years, though, and we have been doing it since, we've had Three Forks since, I think, 2000 in the steak business. And you do see a little bit of softness, but people may not, order, the extra side, but, they're still appreciative and they want to go out. And if, they want to try to have a good steak and a nice experience. And that's why we also have seen that the smaller restaurants, a little bit more intimate type of environments, are the ones that seem to do better. So this is a little bit smaller space. It's absolutely beautiful, though.
So tell me about brand loyalty, because, like I say, Three Forks has been around for a long time, but you had the location forever on the tollway and where was
Trinity Mills.
In Trinity Mills. Okay. Then you moved. Then it was way up in Plano. I say way up as somebody who lives in Dallas. And then now it's back down, on the south side of Beltline. Are people following you?
Well, they are. And actually, so what's happened, the Trinity Mills location, which we closed during COVID, we determined that just those large steakhouses, we probably needed to move to different models. So we moved it to Frisco, which is Legacy and 121. We had a Silver Fox steakhouse there.
Right.
So we converted it, a few stylistic changes, and made that the Three Forks. Chris Vogley moved his team to Frisco. And we just heard such demand, and you know, customers said, we'd like you to be closer, like you to be south. So we've been looking for a location. We found the Village on the Parkway. It was a perfect fit. So we still have the Three Forks in Frisco. It's a different market. So that restaurant is still there. So this is bringing Three Forks back in closer into Dallas, closer into the city, technically Addison, I believe. And Chris is there with a select group of his team. So, you know, we had hands raised on who could come back south. So now there will be two Three Forks in the Metroplex.
Well, it's wherever we go, we find you. Tell me about the Middle East right now. You all have been, I mean, you've been there for a long time with some of the brands.
We have. I was on a call with Abu Dhabi this morning, David, actually. And, you know, some of the restaurants are closed. The ones in Cairo, the Arab Spring, we closed the ones in Cairo. We are still in Abu Dhabi and in Dubai. And, you know, it has been up and down, I would say. We have just Mexican food there now. We had one steakhouse, but we do have Mexican food in the Middle East. I haven't been there in some time. But, you know, it's still robust, but...
Are they getting any pushback on Americans? I mean, they're just lately, it seems like there is sort of an anti-USA sentiment.
The answer is just a little bit, yes. That is, you know, unfortunately, it's true. You're seeing some, you know, travel curtail to the U.S., but hopefully this is a season that we will work through very quickly. We're optimistic, but just a little bit of American pushback.
You've got your fingers in so many pies. I mean, aside from being, you know, a world famous golfer who actually won Pebble Beach, you know, you are a Renaissance man. So you've got the restaurant business, which is no small order, and obviously we've been talking about it. But I mean, you've been in telecommunications and biotechnology and healthcare and all sorts of things. So what's the business climate like right now?
You know, so the other business that you mentioned, we do have a human drug development company, and we've been fortunate to develop some really interesting drugs along the way. And we have an animal health business as well. And so as I look at those businesses on the drug development side, we have one of our businesses. We're developing a monoclonal antibody for fentanyl and heroin. And we're in phase two trials now. But one of our NIH grants has been held up now. We had a great score. We're expecting to get an answer in January. We're going to get an answer, we believe, in May. So that has slowed that development down a little bit. I think that what you see is right immediately post-election, there was more risk appetite among business leaders. And so I think it opened up for a while. Now in the last week or so, you know, there's really the risk trade is kind of off, so to speak. On the animal side of the business, that has been an incredibly business historically that has been recessionary resistant. And we sell both large animal and small animal products. We wholesale those products across the U.S. We have about 14 warehouses. And that business is good. We had a very solid March, and April has been good so far. So we are cautiously optimistic. We are not dependent too much in that business for overseas components, which is great. It's a lot of U.S. sourced products. There's a few packaging items that might be included, but we're pretty insulated there, as we are in the restaurant business as well.
So what? Tell me about the private capital business. You've been in this forever. You know everybody on the street. I know it. You know, and venture capital, private capital. Has the money flow slowed down? There seems to be a real reluctance to make any commitments right now.
Yeah, I think that's correct. It has slowed. I think capital commitments that were already underway are going to certainly be completed. But I do see, I know in my own life, I looked at a couple of deals this week that I thought, you know, let's just pause. Let's just see how the markets settle down. So I've not been in the debt capital markets, but, you know, you had a little bit of spike today on some of the rates on the rate side. So I do think it's going to affect all aspects. You know, I had a rancher talk to me just this last week, and he said, you know, who gets money from tariffs? And I said, well, you know, the government does. He said, well, you know, this has affected my retirement. I may be, you know, operating a ranch for longer than I expected. So it's interesting to see that, David. Even in the rural communities, people, I think, are being impacted.
You know, I mean, it's interesting what tough times do. I mean, obviously, everybody's becoming an expert on the market and the economy right now, and beginning to pick up on things they didn't used to. You used the term monoclonal antibodies here a little while ago. That's a term I would not have known had it not been for COVID. That gave me a lesson.
That's right. No, we all learned a great deal. I think it's changed a lot of our workflows. I mean, you and I are talking over Zoom today, and it's great. You know, we can see one another, we can communicate effectively, and that really didn't happen until really, you know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Anyway, well, look, we wish you a lot of luck with Three Forks, a great brand name, and I'm sure the place will be packed every day that you're open.
Well, David, I encourage everyone to eat often and in abundance, and we look forward to seeing you. You can go to threeforks.com. We're on Open Table. And, David, when you want to go, I would love to host you.
Thank you very much. John Harkey, our guest today, talking about the new Three Forks and, of course, his CRO group. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.